United States President Barack Obama and congressional leaders reached a last-minute budget deal last night, averting a government shutdown. Charles Collins reports.
With the midnight deadline looming for government closure, Democrats and Republicans made a hard-fought compromise, which will keep federal agencies running for the next week until a budget agreement can be formally enacted. An agreement was reached on nearly $38 billion in spending cuts in a budget for the rest of the fiscal year, which ends September 30th. In a televised address, President Barack Obama says the cuts will be painful.
Programs people rely on will be cut back. Needed infrastructure projects will be delayed. And I would not have made these cuts in better circumstances. But beginning to live within our means is the only way to protect those investments that will help America compete for new jobs, investments in our kids' education and student loans, in clean energy and life-saving medical research. We protected the investments we need to win the future.
Republican Speaker of the House John Boehner says the cuts are necessary and will help the business environment.
As you all know, this has been a lot of discussion and a long fight. But we fought to keep government spending down because it really will, in fact, help create a better environment for job creators in our country.
For Congress and the president, there are even tougher struggles still ahead. The Republicans, many elected on a promise to cut spending, have promised a 2012 budget which would cut programs deeply in an attempt to gain control over soaring deficits. I'm Charles Collins.